It's 7:22 at KCBS, and it is a new day here at KCBS. As of this morning, we're part of Entercom Communications, which has merged with CBS Radio. The merger creates a company with 235 radio stations and more than 100 million weekly listeners nationwide. For us, it all started in San Jose in 1909 when an engineering whiz named Charles Herald started the world's first regular radio broadcast. His station would eventually carry the call letters KQW.
This is Bob Gerner speaking from KQW, the Columbia station for San Francisco and the Bay Area.
In the 1940s, Charles Herald would marvel at the power of that thing he had created.
Radio has indeed outgrown its infant clothes.
In 1949, CBS bought this radio station, changed the call letters to the ones the Bay Area has known for generations.
Cause within 24 hours a day, it's 74 all the way. KCBS. San Francisco.
1968, a big year for this story. That's when KCBS switched to the all-news format. And that same year, a visionary named Joseph Fields started Entercom, believing that the relatively new world of FM radio would take off. He was right. You often listen to us today on 106.9 FM here in the Bay Area. And Joseph Fields' son, David Field, is now Entercom CEO. Back here at KCBS, the quickening pace of Bay Area life meant more and more of these.
Traffic alert.
Indeed, it has been a long journey from 1909 to today's merger. Let's glance backward one more time, 1982.
News around the world, news around the Bay. Computers up the street, the news your way. People you depend on every day. More than just a promise when we say, listen and you'll know it all. KCBS San Francisco.
So here we are, November 17th, 2017, the start of the Entercom era here at KCBS. And as always, we're glad you're along for the ride.